Just want to break away for a moment, though, to bring you a short update on a non-profit we've actually spoken several times before to, called Code for Cape Town. You might recall this program introduces young women to basic web building skills, takes girls and exposes them to opportunities in the information and communication technology sector, and tries to instill a love for those sectors and a passion for coding in them. On the line once again, it's a pleasure to welcome the founder of Code for Cape Town, Emma Dix. Emma, lovely to chat to you again. Good afternoon.
Yes, thank you for having me.
It's a great pleasure. Now, when we last spoke a little while ago, you were looking for donations of computers to help you accelerate your program and offer courses to more girls. I believe you have now received a number of computers, but there are a few things you need to go with them. Tell us more.
Yes, exactly. So we've been super fortunate to be donated a large number of Raspberry Pi computers. And so we're very, very excited to be integrating these into our curriculum. So at our upcoming code camp, where our new grade 10 learners join us, we're going to actually get the girls building their own computers.
Wow.
But we're missing two crucial components. We're missing computer keyboards and computer mice, not the living mice. And so I am looking for donations of those.
I have to ask with complete ignorance, what is a Raspberry Pi computer? How does that differ from the thing that I work on my desk?
Right. So the computer that you have is sort of everything you need ready to go, whereas a Raspberry Pi could, most simply, you could think of it as the brain of the computer with no input or output, no screen. You plug all of those in and assemble your own computer. So, for instance, what we'll do is we'll give each student the brain of the computer, the Raspberry Pi, and they will then plug in different inputs such as the keyboard, the mice, and they'll link it up to a screen. And we're also going to sort of go on to have them put in all different sorts of inputs and outputs. And they're even going to start coding music using their Raspberry Pis.
Okay.
So it's bound to be a super fun workshop.
Sounds amazing. How many young girls have you got signed up for this workshop?
There are 61 lucky grade 10s who we've offered a place in our program. It was quite a stringent process for them to get in. Mm-hmm. So we're very excited to welcome these new grade 10s.
Okay, so you're looking for mice, you're looking for keyboards in particular.
Yes.
What should, if anybody listening, if there's maybe a company that's busy going through an IT upgrade that can give you its secondhand keyboards, etc., how do they make contact with you, Emma?
Right, so if anyone wants to just magically ship them our way, our address is the 403 Oldcastle Brewery in Woodstock. Otherwise, shoot me an email. I'm emma@code4ct.com. Or you can give us a ring on our landline, which is 021-685-0991.
685-0991. And that Emma@code4ct, is it code, the digit 4, and then the letter CT?
Yes.
Emma, I hope that we find you some keyboards and mice, and I hope we find them in time for the camp in July. Best wishes to you, and I hope the young girls have a wonderful time.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll be turning them into, well, I don't know what you'd call someone, a magical coder, not a muggle, but...
The opposite of a muggle, I suppose.
The opposite of a muggle.
Muggle spelled backwards. Emma Dix, thanks so much for your time, founder at Code for Cape Town. Please, if you're an IT manager listening and you know that you're in the process of replacing keyboards and mice, or you have that corner gathering dust in your storeroom somewhere with last year's keyboards, here is a place to send them. They really need them, and they'll be put to very good use. Please make contact with Emma at emma@code4ct.com.